President Bush met yesterday with a group of his advisers on intelligence matters. We do not know if this roomful of advisers discussed eavesdropping without court permission. That practice was being challenged in court yesterday, as we'll hear in a moment. We do know that when it comes to intelligence issues, the president is being advised by different people on that board than he was a few years ago. NPR's David Green reports on the changing faces, the changing resumes, and what they mean.
It's a little-known panel, as glamorous as its acronym, PIFIAB, which is what White House officials call it. That stands for President's Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board. President Dwight D. Eisenhower started it so he'd have unvarnished advice about intelligence gathering. Stephen Hess served as an aide to Eisenhower and is now professor of media and public affairs at George Washington University. He says the value of the group is they can operate outside the politics of Washington.
They can ask questions. They can say, shouldn't we be looking into that? Shouldn't somebody be studying that? Perhaps that falls between the cracks. Do we really know enough about that? Pushing some people within the government to think a little or to ask some questions that they might not otherwise have been asking. So it's a type of safety valve.
In his first term, President Bush appointed Brent Scowcroft as the board's chairman. Scowcroft had been national security advisor for the first President Bush, but he became an outspoken critic of the war in Iraq, and the president did not ask him to return as chairman in his second term. Critics say Mr. Bush is stacking the advisory board with cronies and fundraisers rather than foreign policy experts. Stephen Aftergood, a senior analyst at the Federation of American Scientists who closely follows the nation's intelligence agencies, says Mr. Bush may be missing an opportunity.
Like the exotic ambassadorial appointment, it has become sort of an honorary dumping ground for the president's friends. And that's unfortunate because the board at its best provides a real service, not for the public, but for the executive branch in ensuring the quality and the legality of U.S. intelligence operations.
The new chair of the board that met yesterday is Stephen Friedman, a Wall Street investor who served as an economics advisor to President Bush and as a member of the board under former President Clinton. The panel also includes Ray Hunt, a major Bush fundraiser, and Donald Evans, the finance chairman for the president's campaign in 2000 and his first Secretary of Commerce. A White House spokesperson who insisted on anonymity because the president's dealings with the board are private said Mr. Bush selected a diverse group for his second term, including former Indiana Congressman Lee Hamilton, who co-chaired the government's 9/11 commission. The spokesperson declined to comment on why Scowcroft was not asked to stay on. David Green, NPR News, Washington.